Cannavaro anche, è uscito Klose che era il marcatore di Cannavaro.
Palla tagliata, messa fuori, c'è Pirlo, 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 ancora Pirlo di tocco, tiro, gol!
Football show. Hello patrons, happy Thursday, whatever day of the week it is. You can tell I'm already frazzled. I started getting back into a bit of homeschooling today, James, because I'm allowed to more than anything else because of COVID. I've been avoiding it and it's frazzled me already confused what day of the week it is. Ironically, nice. One of my son's homework that I was just helping with about 10 minutes ago was days of the week and months of the year. So, anyway, quiz day. I'm not looking forward to this quiz.
Oh, great. Brilliant. This might be easy. This might be tough. I don't know. I think it's going to be tough for you. That's fair to say.
Yeah.
The idea, it's obviously getting harder and harder to find different and new themes for the quiz. If anybody's got suggestions for a quiz theme, feel free to throw them in the suggestions channel. And of course, if anybody wants to do a quiz, please do let us know via DM. But the idea behind this one came about watching Man City and Villa last week. It was just such a wonderful game of football, and I really was trying to rack my brain to think of better 0-0s that I'd watch. Obviously, it didn't matter in the end because the game finished 2-0. Although it's very nice of the Premier League to announce now that they want the offside law amended and the goal should be counted. It's really good for Villa a week later, isn't it?
The horse is bolted. Yeah.
Exactly.
Helpful.
But it got me thinking about 0-0s. And obviously, 0-0 is a result that we associate with, you know, like what I watched with Chelsea and Wolves yesterday.
Like a
struggle.
We need to talk about that. Did you see the tweet Chelsea just put out?
About 16 passes. Some amount of passes or something.
Yeah, 16 passes out of 800. It was like...
Big deal.
It was, here's 16 of the 860 passes we completed. I think the point they were trying to make was we completed so many passes yesterday. But then they just showed the most boring passage of play. You're like, you're not helping yourselves here by tweeting that. You're like, yep, we are sideways and sideways.
No, not at all. I mean, can you imagine what Mourinho would have thought of that? Mourinho's like that. Listen, I tell the boys well done when they complete 16 passes in a half.
Madness. So, yeah, Chelsea's game was boring. And so we are getting quizzed on 0-0s, are we?
Some of these are historical 0-0s. Some of these are interesting 0-0s. And some of them are god-awful 0-0s. And there is one that didn't even end 0-0. But yes, the theme of this quiz is, let's say, historical 0-0 draws.
Okay.
20 questions, 20 answers. There are, I believe, two questions where I'll accept one of two answers.
I am going to go for a total of one. I'm very optimistic today, as you can tell.
Let's start then. Pens and paper at the ready.
Yep.
Question one. Italy beat Holland on penalties at the Euro 2000 semi-finals, including the 120 minutes and the penalty shootout. How many penalties did Holland miss in total?
Italy, Holland.
Is your boy giving you the answer there?
he's in a lesson, right? And the lesson is literally the teacher reading a story, and they just got to sit and listen. End of the day, kind of wind down, right?
Oh,
it is gone 3 o'clock.
But you know what I used to do?
He's playing a computer game on his computer, and I'm like, concentrate on your teacher and your lesson.
You know what I used to do when I was his age?
Yeah. Because
you'd have that, wouldn't you? Last 20 minutes of the day.
Yeah.
Sit cross-legged on the carpet and all that. I used to get the old glue pots.
Okay.
I used to put glue all over my hands, right?
Yeah.
And just pick the glue off. So I stayed awake. So I had something to do for 20 minutes.
Oh, mate.
Anyway, that's why, yeah.
Okay, I've got an answer there.
That's why I am the way I am. Question one to repeat. Italy beat Holland on penalties at Euro 2000 semi-finals, including the 120 minutes and the penalty shootout. How many penalties did Holland miss in total? Question two. In 2018, which Manchester City player blazed a penalty over the bar at Anfield? In 2018, which Manchester City player blazed a penalty over the bar at Anfield? Question three. In 2006, Arsenal beat Real Madrid 1-0 on aggregate in the last 16 of the Champions League after a 0-0 draw at Highbury. God knows how that second leg finished 0-0, by the way. Who scored the only goal of the tie at the Bernabeu? Question three. In 2006, Arsenal beat Real Madrid 1-0 on aggregate in the last 16 of the Champions League after a 0-0 draw at Highbury. Who scored the only goal of the tie at the Bernabeu?
Okay.
Question four. In the semi-finals of the same year, Arsenal also went through after a second leg 0-0 in the semi-finals. Who did they beat to reach the final? In the semi-finals of the same year, 2006, Arsenal also went through after a second leg 0-0. Who did they beat to reach the Champions League final?
Yep.
Question five. In 2011, Tottenham also won 1-0 on aggregate in the last 16 of the Champions League after a 0-0 draw at home to AC Milan. Who scored Tottenham's only goal in the San Siro? 1-0 in the San Siro. 1-0 in the San Siro. In 2011, Tottenham also won 1-0 on aggregate in the last 16 of the Champions League after a 0-0 draw at home to AC Milan.
2011, you said, right?
2011. Okay. Who scored Tottenham's only goal in the San Siro?
I think I know, but I think I might be wrong as well. You never know.
Question six. In what city did England claim a famous 0-0 draw to qualify for the 1998 World Cup? Question six. In what city did England claim a famous 0-0 draw to qualify for the 1998 World Cup?
Okay.
Question seven. Who became the last Eastern European team to win the European Cup, now known as the Champions League, in 1991 after a 0-0 draw with Marseille? Who became the last Eastern European team to win the European Cup in 1991 after a 0-0 draw with Marseille? They obviously won on penalties.
Okay.
Question eight. Who was the Chelsea manager when Kepa refused to be substituted in the League Cup final? Who was the Chelsea manager when Kepa refused to be substituted in the League Cup final?
I might have got my one.
Might. Question nine. In 1994, Roberto Baggio missed the final penalty of the World Cup final. But which nation did he score twice against in the semi-final? In 1994, Roberto Baggio missed the final penalty of the World Cup final. But which nation did he score twice against in the semi-final?
Yep, I'm good with that.
Question 10 is about the saddest game in Premier League history. In April 2013, two teams were relegated from the Premier League after a 0-0 draw with each other officially sent both down. Name either of the clubs involved. In April 2013, two teams were relegated from the Premier League after a 0-0 draw with each other officially sent both down. Name either of the clubs involved.
Okay.
Question 11. In 2006, Italy beat Germany in Dortmund in what would have been one of the best 0-0 draws in history. But Italy scored twice in the last 2 minutes of extra time. Who scored their first goal on the night and also scored the winning penalty in the final? In 2006, Italy beat Germany in Dortmund in what would have been one of the best 0-0 draws in history. Italy scored twice in the last 2 minutes of extra time. Who scored their first and also scored the winning penalty in the final?
Yep.
Question 12. At the same World Cup and also in Dortmund, Sweden drew 0-0 with which World Cup debutant in the group stage? At the same World Cup in 2006, Sweden drew 0-0 with which World Cup debutant in the group stage?
Yep.
Question 13. In Manchester City's Centurion season, Crystal Palace halted City's record 18-match winning run in a 0-0 at Selhurst Park. But who had a late penalty saved in the game? In Manchester City's Centurion season, Crystal Palace halted City's record 18-match winning run in a 0-0 at Selhurst Park. But who had a late penalty saved in the game?
Okay.
Question 14. In England's second match at the 2010 World Cup, which African team did they draw 0-0 with? In England's second match at the 2010 World Cup, which African team did they draw 0-0 with?
Okay.
Question 15. At which stadium was the first 0-0 draw in the Premier League to be played behind closed doors?
Oh.
At which stadium was the first 0-0 draw in the Premier League to be played behind closed doors?
Yep.
Question 16. In what year was the only FA Cup final not to feature a goal before a penalty shootout? In what year was the only FA Cup final not to feature a goal before a penalty shootout?
Okay.
Question 17. Who scored the final penalty in the shootout of the 2003 Champions League final at Old Trafford? Question 17. Who scored the final penalty in the shootout of the 2003 Champions League final at Old Trafford? Question 18, and also at Old Trafford. In 2009, Manchester United clinched their 11th league title after a 0-0 draw against who? In 2009, Manchester United clinched their 11th league title after a 0-0 at Old Trafford against who? I say their 11th league title, 11th Premier League title, I should say.
Sure.
There was football before 1992. Question 19. In 1986, Barcelona lost on penalties to Steaua Bucharest in the European Cup final. Who was the Barcelona manager? In 1986, Barcelona lost on penalties to Steaua Bucharest in the European Cup final. Who was the Barcelona manager?
Okay.
And question 20. The first 0-0 of this Premier League season wasn't until game week 5. Name one of the two clubs involved. The first 0-0 of this Premier League season wasn't until game week 5. Name one of the two clubs involved. How many blanks, Suj?
No blanks.
That's good.
A lot of guesses in there.
I shall repeat quite quickly.
Go for it, mate. Go for it.
So, question one. How many penalties in total did Holland miss in their semi-final with Italy in 2000? Includes normal time, extra time and penalties. Two, in 2018, which Man City player blazed a penalty over the bar at Anfield? Three, who scored Arsenal's only goal of their Champions League last 16 tie against Real Madrid in 2006? Four, who did Arsenal knock out at the semi-final stage of the same competition? Five, who scored Tottenham's only goal in the San Siro in 2011? Six, in what city did England claim a famous 0-0 draw to qualify for the 1998 World Cup? Question seven, who became the last Eastern European team to win the European Cup in 1991? Eight, who was the Chelsea manager when Kepa refused to be substituted in the League Cup final? Question nine, in 1994, who did Roberto Baggio score twice against in the World Cup semi-finals? Question 10, in April 2013, two teams were relegated from the Premier League after a 0-0 draw against each other officially sent both down. Name either of the clubs involved. Question 11, who scored Italy's first extra time goal and also the winning penalty in the final, so first goal in the semi-final against Germany and the winning penalty in the final in 2006. 12, in the same tournament, 2006 World Cup, who did Sweden draw 0-0 against, the World Cup debutant? Question 13, in Man City's Centurion season, who missed a late penalty in a 0-0 draw between Palace and City? Question 14, who did England draw 0-0 with which African nation in the 2010 World Cup? Question 15, what stadium was the first 0-0 draw in the Premier League to be played behind closed doors? Question 16, in what year was the only FA Cup final not to feature a goal before a penalty shootout? Question 17, who scored the final penalty in the 2003 Champions League final at Old Trafford? Question 18, 2009, Manchester United clinched their 11th Premier League title after a 0-0 draw at Old Trafford against who? Question 19, who was the Barcelona manager when they lost the European Cup final in 1986 to Steaua Bucharest? And question 20, name one of the two teams involved in the Premier League's first 0-0 draw this season in game week 5.
Okay.
Set.
Yeah, like I said, I'm aiming for 1 out of 20, so if I get any more, I'm doing all right.
Question 1, what's your guess?
4.
It's 5.
Oh, close, no cigar.
They missed 2 penalties in normal time. I think Frank de Boer had one saved and Patrick Kluivert hit the post. Italy went down to 9 men, grimly held on for a 0-0, and Holland missed 3 more penalties in the penalty shootout. And you thought the English were bad. Question 2. Which Manchester City player missed a penalty at Anfield in 2018?
Was it Raheem?
No. Although the way it was blazed over the bar, it could have been, couldn't it?
Yeah.
It was Riyad Mahrez. Right. Blazed it over at the Anfield Road end for what would have won them the game. Obviously, it didn't matter in the end. They won that title by a point. Question 3. Who scored for Arsenal in the Bernabeu?
Cesc?
No. It's Thierry Henry.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure Fabregas scored in the quarterfinal against Juventus. So for question 4, who did Arsenal beat in the semi-final?
Inter Milan?
Villarreal. Whom missed a last-minute penalty, and I was in a pub full of fucking gooners Wijnaldum and Riquelme had a last-minute penalty saved, which would have taken the game to extra time. Villarreal would have beat the bastards in extra time as well. I had to watch the final hidden round a mate's house, full of Tottenham, in a living room. Loved it. Can you imagine what this room was like when that fucking Judas bastard put Arsenal in front in the Champions League final? Oi. I mean, you talk about nightmares.
Silence.
My God.
Blue air.
Question five. Who scored for Tottenham in the San Siro in 2011?
Is it Gareth Bale?
No, Gareth Bale got a hat-trick against Inter Milan 3 months earlier.
Okay.
The man who scored the winning goal against AC Milan was Peter Crouch.
Okay.
Question six. In what city did England claim a famous 0-0 draw to qualify for the 1998 World Cup?
If you said famous, I've gone with Kiev, but...
Because drawing in Ukraine would have been famous.
I don't know, Spain then maybe. Maybe Madrid or something, but I don't know.
Correct answer is Rome.
Okay.
England drew 0-0 in Rome and played absolutely brilliantly that night and thoroughly deserved a draw. It was quite a tight game. England played three at the back, played really well. And then in the last minute, Ian Wright went round the goalkeeper, hit the post, and then Italy went straight down the other end and Christian Vieri put a header about half an inch wide in one of the best, most dramatic finishes to a football match that didn't feature a goal. Paul Gascoigne famously told Paul Ince that he looked like a pint of Guinness after picking up an early injury from an elbow accident from Demetrio Albertini. Yeah, I wonder how that would go down in 2020. Yeah,
probably not.
Fucking hell. Question seven. Who were the last Eastern European team to win the European Cup?
Levski Sofia.
Correct answer is Red Star Belgrade. Who had one of the best military operations I've ever seen in a football stadium when they were banned at Tottenham last season and managed to get nearly 1,000 in the ground. So I'm doing that. Question eight. This is the one you know. Who was the Chelsea manager?
I think I know. Oh, I could be wrong.
Who was the Chelsea manager who tried to substitute Kepa?
Did he need... Is he the type of manager that needed about 5 cigarettes afterwards?
Ah, but when he went to storm down the tunnel, you know that's what he was thinking.
Maurizio Sarri.
Do that. Maurizio Sarri, yes, is the correct answer.
Bag butt chewer.
Jesus, what a dude. Question nine. Roberto Baggio missed the final penalty in the World Cup final against Brazil. Who did he score twice against in the semis?
Sweden. I feel like there was an era where they had a good team.
Sweden lost the other semi to Brazil.
Argentina?
No, Bulgaria, who did beat Argentina in the group stage and famously beat world champions Germany.
I know Sweden went far that year.
Good team, that Bulgarian team.
Stoichkov.
That's the one you remember.
Yeah, of course.
Question 10. So which two teams drew with each other in 2013 and relegated each other?
Sunderland, QPR.
Which one are you going for?
Sunderland.
Correct answers are Reading and QPR.
Oh, well.
It's worth saying it was in April and they were obviously already both going down quite clearly anyway. So it wasn't like final day they stitched each other up. It was like game week 34 or something. How grim. 0-0 draw and you both go down together. Question 11. Who scored Italy's opener in the World Cup semi-final with Germany in 2006?
Pirlo?
No.
I just thought because we've got Pirlo's pen, patron, regular listener, there must be something to do with Pirlo scoring a penalty somewhere. I put down Inzaghi and I crossed that out and went with Pirlo.
You've got the right era with Andrea Pirlo. He was brilliant at the
time. Well, he played for about 25 years. It's hard to miss his era.
But the scorer of that goal, a very famous goal, and obviously the winning penalty in the final, I mean, that's something to tell the grandkids, he's not a player that was seen much before or much afterwards. Didn't have a spectacular career. He was at Palermo when Italy won the World Cup. He made moves after that, finished at Juventus, but it was no great shake, to be honest. The correct answer is Fabio Grosso, who was Italian left-back, and he had a super tournament. Question 12. Sweden drew 0-0 with which World Cup debutant at the same tournament?
Senegal?
No. Senegal debuted 2002 when they went on to reach the quarterfinals. Correct answer is, let's go, Trinidad and Tobago.
Okay.
The English guys probably would have got that because Sweden were in England's group. And that's the kind of link to remember it. Question 13. Palace and City was 0-0, ending City's 18-game winning streak in their Centurion season. Who missed a late penalty in the game?
Aguero?
It was a Palace player.
Are you?
Nah. Okay. Damn, come on, man. This was our first year of Planet FPL.
Yeah, I know.
Who took all the penalties for Palace?
Oh, it wasn't here. Luka Milivojevic.
Luka Milivojevic is the correct answer. Question 14. Who did England draw 0-0 with at the 2010 World Cup?
Algeria?
Yes, boy. Algeria is the correct answer. I remember I was in the pub that day about 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And it was an 8 o'clock kickoff on a fucking Friday night.
Oh, that sounds like trouble already.
What a mess.
6 hours in the pub before the game.
Probably the worst game of football I've ever seen. And I was drunk and it didn't. Question 15. At what stadium was the first 0-0 draw in the Premier League to be played behind closed doors?
Burnley?
Is that a stadium, Suj?
Turf Moor.
Turf Moor is incorrect. Villa Park is the correct answer.
I was going to say Villa Park, but then obviously didn't.
Remember what we restarted with? Villa, Sheffield United,
VAR
goal.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes.
Question 16. In what year was the only FA Cup final not to feature a goal before a penalty shootout?
I have no idea. I've just gone 2004, but no idea.
You're a year out.
Oh. 2003 or 5.
Correct answer is 2005.
Oh.
Arsenal and Manchester United drew 0-0 in Cardiff. Arsenal won on penalties. It is the only FA Cup final that has never featured a goal. There have been 0-0s, and obviously there's been goals in replays. But it's the only FA Cup final without a goal. And how Arsenal won that day, even they can't tell you. Rooney and Ronaldo had a brilliant day. They just couldn't score. Question 16, that's that one. Question 17, who scored the final penalty in the 2003 Champions League final, Old Trafford?
Maybe Zidane.
Helps, obviously, if you know who was in it.
Yeah.
AC Milan beat Juventus.
Okay.
I'm obviously not going to pluck a name from this that you've never heard of. Correct answer is Andrei Shevchenko. Who obviously missed the decisive penalty in the final 2 years later in Istanbul. Question 18. 2009, Man United clinched the 11th league title at Old Trafford after a 0-0 draw against who?
Maybe Newcastle?
No, this was a happier 0-0 against Arsenal for Manchester United. Question 19. Who was the Barcelona manager when they lost to Steaua Bucharest in 1986?
Was it Ronald Atkinson?
No, but it is an Englishman. I don't believe you've got that far and got it wrong.
Bobby Robson.
No, it's not him.
Then I'll give up.
It's Eltel, Terry Van.
Okay.
Nice stories behind that final because obviously the Romanians were massive underdogs.
Yeah.
And the final was in Seville. So it was basically like a home game for Barcelona. They were huge favourites. It was an awful game. They missed every penalty.
Wow.
Every penalty was saved, I think. I mean, they lost 3-0 on penalty. 2-0 or 3-0 on penalties. They missed every penalty. And that would have been their first European Cup. And obviously, Venables, in the year afterwards, came back to Tottenham. And who knows how life might have been very different for not just Tottenham and people like Paul Gascoigne, Gary Lineker, but also Barcelona, perhaps without Johan Cruyff taking over. Mm. Funny our history and what feels bad sometimes, you look back on it in hindsight, probably worked out very well for particularly for Barca.
Yeah.
And Tottenham's history may have looked very differently as well. We might have had Sir Alex Ferguson, but that's a very different story, by the way. Tottenham did approach him. That is a true story before he went to Manchester United. And question 20, the first 0-0 of this Premier League season wasn't until game week 5. Name either of the clubs involved.
Leicester?
No. Okay. It's a bit more simplistic than that, mate. West Brom and Burnley would have done you fine. Either of them is correct. West Brom drew Burnley in the wonderful, magical 5:30 Monday slot, which always seems shit.
Yeah, indeed. I got a whopping 2. There are a few that were close, no cigar. I was expecting a difficult one anyway, so I'll take my 2 points and run. Good quiz there, James.
Cheers, mate. Well done. I got about 10 questions in and I was like, I'm going to struggle for another 10 questions here. It seemed like a good idea in theory. But yeah, as I said earlier, any suggestions, let us know. Differential show tomorrow.
Indeed. Stay safe, patrons. Thank you for your support as always. Ciao for now.
Thanks, guys. Cue music, please, Manchild. The Fantasy Football Show.